So we'll settle in together, breathe into your sacred space, gently returning, gathering your energy back to you, gathering your power back to you. Dropping out of the mass hysteria, take a few more deep breaths. This is our third class in the Blessing of a Sacred Life session. And we are moving along pretty quickly. So let's again bring more of our awareness back, our attention. Let's see, someone is unmuted. There we go. Okay. So we need to do a deep grounding and come into more calm, silent state. It is the sphere of the equinox. And one thing about the equinox is it happens whether we know it or not. It happens whether we feel it or not. It is a sacred geometry alignment with the galaxy, with Mother Earth and Father Sun. And there is an energetic balancing that's going on between Mother Earth and Father Sun. And those frequencies that are flowing back and forth between the two heavenly bodies, and yes, our Earth is a heavenly body, and we're in the middle of all that. Our energy field is in the middle of all that. Our body is in the middle of all those frequencies. And we are in the path of these waves that are flowing back and forth between Mother Earth and Father Sun. And since we are meant to be aligned with Mother Earth and Father Sun, the equinox and the solstices have come to be times when people take some time off to realign and reweave their energy fields to be in alignment with the greater cosmic flow. So it really doesn't matter if you know what's going on. If you can sense into yourself and make some adjustments. Adjustments to your integrity, your honesty, your alignment with your energy, your central axis, your clarity, your loving nature. These quarter points along the year are a time to check in and take a real deep assessment of where you need to recalibrate. And it's not that you can think yourself into the calibration. You want to do it energetically. You want to let your field flow. You want your field to influence and guide your thoughts, guide your feelings, and allow the greater wisdom to guide you. Now, of course, that comes up against everything we've been conditioned to believe and the patterns. Oh, let's see, Kim, you raised your hand. Okay. And so that's why we need some space to tune in to our own being and take the time to reassess and allow the energies, the frequencies to inform us rather than us determining how things should be. But that's a big deal. It's a big, big deal to make that kind of shift. So that's one of the beautiful experiences of our sacred circle, in that each week we have an opportunity to be informed and aligned with higher frequency energies that are created by the participation of everyone in the circle. The higher beings of each one of us here helps bring about this higher frequency and attunement with our being that exists beyond the physical. So let's adjust our expectations, our hopes, our wishes, and let everything start to drop and release into Mother Earth as we feed her this delicious buffet of heavy energy. And the other thing I want to go over tonight is your response to the meditation from last week. There were some beautiful comments on the page. Oh, and also, I just wanted to review that when you get on the class page, you'll see the dates of the class, and you click on those dates, and there'll be a drop-down menu, and that has the recordings and the summary, the link to the summary in those drop-down menus. So for those of you who are new to the class, just in case you've missed some of that. And then there's the comment section below that. So take a look at the whole page. So if I were to, I was thinking about what is the energy that we're coming into this class with tonight? And again, whether you know it or not, we're all carrying a really good dose of mass hysteria in our fields and in our bodies as well that we're not aware of. But the frequency of the energy on the planet is so penetrating everything around us that it's like saying, oh, I'm not affected by the air I breathe. So at this time, it would be better to kind of assume that you're carrying more heavy energy than you realize. And then take steps to ground and breathe and bring yourself back to your center of power, so that you can allow those heavy energies to digest, circulate, and transform into beautiful light. So that means on a daily basis, really taking some time to ground and release. However, you're going to do that, but at least take some time to do that on a daily basis at this point. Everything is extremely sensitive right now. And so any kind of negativity or judgment that you're carrying is spreading through the matrix at warp speed. And it will come back to bite you. So you really need to be careful of your thoughts and your feelings and allow them to be upgraded. Allow the frequencies to lift you into a more refined state, which means that you're in flow with the cosmos. You're in flow with the light. And you're allowing that to inform you. It's nonverbal. It's a humble gesture, a humble position. And even when you feel like you can't break free, just asking or saying that you're willing to do that reverberates through your field and it's heard. So let's take a moment in silence here to allow you to sit back into yourself. And I will address the question about how do you allow yourself to be informed? How does that work? So we'll demonstrate it by how, by the sequence that we go through in grounding and shifting and noting how you drop out of a stream of continuous thoughts and feelings, and into a stream of coherent flow. And when you return to that experience of coherence, where you've allowed the higher frequency energies from Mother Earth and Father Sun to fill your being. You come into a state of coherence where all the chakras start to flow as a system, and the meridians start to flow and open up as they're able. And there's a general sense of the sphere of your being being informed by a greater flow. And when we're in the greater flow, you can notice how it changes how you think and how you feel. And that's when you can learn and be informed. And then notice the difference between how you think and feel when you're in that coherent flow and how you think and feel when you're not. And then the practice is to, once you have that reference point, to question yourself, review, see how that the difference in your thinking and feeling is when you're in flow and not in flow, and return to flow as often as possible. It's the coherent state that will allow your wisdom to come through. It'll allow your love to come through, and it'll come through not in a way that's passive, but has an activating energy with it so that you can become it. And there's no thoughts around the wisdom. You just know it. So we have to get away from the idea of thoughts. We really do. There's a deeper intelligence beyond that stream of thoughts. And we've identified with that. Our personalities believe we are part of that stream of thoughts. And I've seen a person's true beings be so different from their superficial personality. It can be really extreme. You can appear to be one type of person, which you're kind of showing the world all your defenses and protections and incoherency. And then there's the person who exists incoherent, in incoherence, not incoherent, but incoherence. And there's a majesty to that. There's a beautiful, beautiful intrinsic majesty and power and luminosity. And that is all within you, within each of us. And usually the big hump to get over is the belief that it isn't in each one of us, that it's somehow outside of us, that other people have it and we don't. And so, hopefully, in this evening's meditation, there will be a helpful, supportive activation that will help you start believing in yourself. In your total being. And again, if you come at it through the mind, it's just going to be convoluted. You have to release into it and allow it to happen. And that's very hard for the Western personality. But practice. Once you start practicing, you get it, you eventually get it. Any questions right now? So, as I said before, the equinox is happening and we are in it. It's a frequency-based experience. You might picture it like picture a six-pointed star, and it's all broken up in different pieces. And then as the equinox energy flows through it, it organizes it back into a beautiful six-pointed star. And so that's what's happening to our being as we experience this alignment. When that happens, there can be a lot of awkward maneuvering in our being or awkwardness that creates ripples of awkwardness in our lives as we try to align with that reweaving of the totality of our being. And so leading up to an equinox can have a lot of havoc in it because our being is trying to adjust and align with its highest alignment. And there are just so many factors in the type of lifestyle that we have here that get in the way of that. So it creates quite a jumble going on. So the best thing we can do to allow ourselves to align with this rewoven, realigned sacred geometry of our being is to relax into a deep grounding and let it happen. And we also have to let go of what we think will happen to us if we become aligned and in coherency. There's a conditioned belief that it'll cause us to lose everything we have in life or be ostracized. We've talked about this before. There's a fear that gets conditioned or hypnotized in us. And so whenever we approach this with the mind, that fear comes up and creates a block towards that flow. And it's cellular. It's in the nervous system. It's been around for so many thousands of years that it's just part of, it's been woven into our being. And that's why we're using the term reweaving. We have the possibility of being rewoven without that conditioning. And then that rewoven Merkaba or six-pointed star starts informing us and guiding us from within. And we need to be able to have the patience and the sustained effort to follow along that line of our soul. Any questions right now or comments? So come back into yourself. So I'm speaking to you as serious practitioners. I'm not sugarcoating it. There's a soberness that comes with being a serious practitioner. Though I mean serious, it's someone who is so deeply called to reconnecting and realizing their true nature, that that is their passion in life. And those of you who are here are serious. So you may be able to feel that you're starting to come into more clarity with your being now as your energy and attention starts to return. And gently come into that internal awareness that includes both the inside of your body, the inside of your field, the interior of your consciousness, and we'll ease into it. Usually you can't just jump into it. Occasionally you can. There we go. And so it's not just inside your body, it's not just inside your mind, it's not just inside your field, it's all of it. It's a all-encompassing gentling back to your wholeness and your holiness. There we go. Oh, and the guides are offering this wisdom too. You are allowed to be your higher being here on Earth. You didn't fall into sin. And they want that message to come through very clearly. That the boundary between spirit and matter is not solid. There's a flow between your light and your body, a flow between your wisdom and your mind. A flow between your healing energy, your healing nature, and your love for humanity. Here we go. They're not separate like we've been led to believe. So we're receiving a blessing to start dismantling that sense of black and white. Here's the human body and their spirit somewhere out there. They're completely immersed in each other. Okay, so now you might be able to feel your seat on the chair. Noticing a little tension in your body and beginning to release that. Breathing a little more deeply. Inviting the tailbone to soften and release. Opening up to the flow between your light and your body. They exist together. One's not inside the other or around each other, they just are together. Beautiful. And just notice how you may have had a belief system that said, oh, my light's out there somewhere, and my physical's here. And it seems like they're in two different realms. And I'm always yearning to break through to the other realm. And so we're dismantling that thought that they're separate. And you may think that you don't think they're separate, but that hypnotic trance is really deeply ingrained in the air we breathe here. So this is being dismantled at a very deep level. There we go. Yeah, adjust your body, your posture if you need to because of the release of tension. Let the hips release, the knees spread. The calf muscles softening. And come on down to your feet and the energy centers in the center of the arch. And with the power of collected attention, this gentle attention, those centers will begin to come alive. And our feet, the energy in that center starts to circulate with the energy of the heart of the Mother Earth. And as we connect to a greater flow, we gently start to unwind. The fascia starts to release and unwind. The fascia holds those thoughts. The fascia is really related to attachment. And that's what happens with fascia. It attaches to different structures in the body, and it gathers and knots up and twists. And it's all a reflection of our mental, emotional, and physical attachments. So I know I've spoken about the fascia before, but here we are understanding it at a deeper level and relating it to attachment. It attaches to the organs, it attaches to the diaphragm, to the blood vessels, and creates this twisted web that reflects everything that we think and feel and how we move. And so, as this flow from the earth, this earth chi, this love starts to flow through our body, and we start to feel a flow. We are re simultaneously releasing mental, emotional attachments, releasing physical fascia, releasing energetic blocks. And you don't have to think about them. They may, some may become featured as they rise up in you, but you can stay with that sense of easing in, some kind of flow and ease, and know that this is helping you release any kind of attachment on any level, that this love from the great goddess mother helps restore free flow, free love, free power, free alignment. And it takes some time. You have to be patient. So just gently go at your own speed. And being kind and patient with yourself. So, as we do this as a group, the entire circle starts to have circulation in it. And the central axis of the circle begins to shine out of the muck in the middle of the circle and around the sphere of other beings. And that central axis of the sacred circle also begins purifying what we've brought to the circle. And this is how ceremony begins to take shape and activate and become a collective, powerful experience. Let the energies flow through your hands and fingertips, through your toes and feet. And that could be a sense of relaxing more, of becoming a little more spaced out, or even falling asleep. But it's a state of release. And sometimes a state of release can be a really active, cacophonic state. It can be an active, I don't know. It's like an active release of energy, like when I look at little boys fighting, playfully fighting, they're running around the house, that kind of active release of energy. So sometimes it's not just peaceful, but it feels like your whole being is running around in a crazy way, but it's releasing energy that's been pent up. So it doesn't always come as a peaceful experience. I just want you to know. There we go. So now the sphere is coming into, the sacred circle is coming into, starting to come into a coherent flow. And we are each starting to come into a coherent flow, and the greater consciousness of the sacred circle and the individual consciousness of each one of us is flowing together more and more simultaneously. And the light of Father Sun and the love of Mother Earth become evidently powerful to our being because of the position they're in with the equinox. So they can become more apparent. They can break through the density and have a stronger presence, because of their being in alignment with each other so deeply and in such a sacred way. Notice how your thoughts are getting quieter. Your nervous system is starting to quiet down. And the more subtle consciousness is able to come forward. And however that more subtle consciousness appears to you or how you experience it is what you take in. Don't project on it. Be with where your experience is right now. There's a pulsing rhythm to the frequency. There's color and light. A sense of intelligence. All of this starts to take over our being. And there's a quantum power that we can release into. Kind of power that celestial bodies have. Some people hear celestial music, drum beating, angels singing. And what this all represents is the way we're being drawn into this deeper flow beyond the mind. And just like we'll let a sense of beauty or a sense of rhythm or nature take us over, we allow this cosmic event to envelop us and release into it. I'll be quiet for a little bit here. And there's another dimension being revealed. And we often associate the feminine with receptiveness and the masculine with an active principle. Now, in the equinox here, the sun overpowers the earth, giving power to the earth, the feminine. And the earth, the feminine, rises with quantum force through the central channel of the sun, opening up channels to the great central sun. And the masculine is able to bow in humility and receptiveness to this dynamic feminine force that it had a part in helping to create. And so it's a very dynamic totality. It's not just down and up, but a spiraling cosmic experience of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, allowing the associated roles to be reversed. Because one's been more dominant, it needs to be balanced out. And the power of the feminine, it's the kundalini rising in a cosmic level. And this is happening possibly at a meta level beyond your perceptual ability, but you will benefit from the ceremony. So we are being rebalanced, rewoven. All of humanity is the entire planet, Terry consciousness. And within this sphere of energy, you can ask the question right now to yourself. What relationships with myself and others and to life needs to be rebalanced? And just let something come through. If something comes through, good. If not, it will come through later. And by asking that question, you're receiving support for the rebalancing. It may not be obvious, but it'll happen. Beautiful. And allow yourself to sense around your sphere and the sacred circle. And maybe a new or open sense of who we are as beings and what other beings may be with us can become available to you, whether you know them as angels or luminous beings or God or however you. Ascended masters, extraterrestrial intelligences, and you may have a sense of them. And it's an overall sense of light intelligence, luminous intelligence gathering to radiate light to our planet. And they may be an aspect of your own consciousness. There is a sense of a cosmic celebration at the equinox, when Mother Earth and Father Sun have a clear pathway to be together. And hopefully you have a bit of a sense of a opening and a little more circulation, a little more freeing up from your patterns. Even just a little bit of that goes a long way to the transformation of how we are in daily life. So, our ceremony has joined with the greater cosmic ceremony. And in general, these celestial moments are really about 6 days, 3 days before, 3 days after, that we're actively engaged with the event. And so you, like I said before, you've been participating in this, maybe without knowing it, because your field, your energy field, your own energy frequencies know what's going on and respond to it. and will continue over the next couple days to be involved with this event. And so we don't really close the circle at the end of class tonight. We close our little class, but everyone is engaged in the greater celestial event. In your own way. And it's good to know that this balancing, rebalancing is going on, that there is cosmic support for a period of time when coherence can be brought back. If it's been disrupted. And the more you focus and experience coherence, the more it spreads throughout the planet. If you focus on the discordance and the incoherence, that will increase too. And so there is a certain amount of discipline for your focus and attention. Chaos and disruption will try to grab your attention in order to increase it. And the inner coherence calls to you as well. And in that is a great exploration of your being. It's a journey for each one of us to take. Okay, so are there any questions or comments that you'd like to bring up now?
Hi, Sarah. This is Carla. I was so blessed by being able to ask a question. It was, I guess, unifying in my spirit somehow. And it felt, well, like I said, a real blessing. And I can't help but feel expectations of an answer, but I don't feel like I need it immediately type of thing, but it was just so exciting to be able to ask
I
and
love
know
how,
that it's going to resolve.
right, and I love how you described it as a unifying experience. That would be another way of describing coherence. I really like that.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't realize what I said.
That's why we
Hallelujah.
have a group.
Thank you. But it was so beautiful, and I'm so grateful that that was an opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sarah, this is Ananda, and I have been very careful not to be in a situation where I'm feeding energy into complaining or, just complaining. But, and I don't feel I'm part of any. I'm not aware of being part of any kind of mass hysteria, but I would say my very sober and grounded assessment is that there's some extremely serious things going on that are dismantling the country. And just to not being affected by that is not working. I mean, I am affected by it.
So my response to that would be that you would find your guidance and your wisdom first by going within. And then find new spaces within your being for how to process it. For how to process what's happening. Right now, we're opening up to new responses, new reactions, new spaces within our being. When we keep reacting from the same loop, we keep reinforcing what's going on. And so, finding through these journeys within a new response, a new space, an opening, and it's within each of our hearts. So, and I know you can reach into your heart and be in that beautiful light. And maybe it's a matter of starting to trust your light more so that you can sit in it more often to receive more from it. It doesn't mean it fixes things, but it does bring wisdom and open spaces for something new to happen. Something new to happen within you and new to happen within the planetary consciousness. And so, for all of us, if we see ourselves reacting in the same way every time, that's a mirror for us to find a new to journey within and find a new space, a new response, a new way of listening. It doesn't mean accepting or going against what your heart wants you to know. But if we stay in the same loop, the same thing will happen over and over and over again. And so to me, that's the most important movement we can make within ourselves right now. And that means being able to sit with the disturbance that it creates, the pain and suffering it creates, and finding a new response to that. As long as it's not the same old. I hope that's helpful.
And you've done this.
Yes. And you can do it too, Anana. I know you can.
Okay, thank you.
It was good that it brought that that question brought out the teaching about the same old, same old. That would be a good focus for the week to note those same old patterns, the same old reactions, and see if we can get beyond that attachment to something fresh coming through. And maybe it'll be somatic, just a muscle releasing in your body that's been caught up for ages, or a pain softening, or peace within yourself. Peace is a response. Oh, there's an owl really, really speaking outside the window here a lot. So look for a new response on any level of your being, emotionally, mentally, something that allows your light and wisdom to refresh you, and then see what happens. Anyone else? Lori, where are you?
I'm quite content at the moment.
Good, okay. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, so let's see what this week brings. I'm happy to announce my new computer is up and running. Should help us out, and thank you for your patience with my computer issues. So many blessings for the week. And let's see what kind of refresh we can get through this week. Much love.